Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome to Sugar-Coated Murder Podcast, a brilliant true crime podcast hosted by two zany sisters, all while baking up delicious treats in their kitchen. Here are your podcast hosts, Karen Devaney and Ann Varner.
Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert, two titans of cinematic review. Sometimes right, sometimes wrong, but always captivating. Your hosts Antonio of the Cult Worthy Cinema Podcast and Justin Henson of the Movie Wire are here to take you back to the balcony. I really don't do reviews, but for me, it's more about like, hey, everyone, these films exist.
When we go into Siskel and Ebert, we're not always going to agree with Siskel and Ebert, but, you know, there's some aspects we may.
And I think with each episode we're going to do, we're going to understand these guys a lot more than we think we have in all the decades that we've been reading their stuff. The Balcony debuts Tuesday, January 2nd on YouTube and your favorite podcasting platform. Join us.
Shoba's in the kitchen. Red alert. Everybody pay attention.
And we're back.
We are back. We're back, y'all. Here we are. Took a little break. Took a little mental health check-in. We just needed a break. Guys, we needed a break. All right. We need some love. I'm just kidding. It's good to be back. A break is always healthy, and it's always fun when we come back from a break.
Yes, it is.
So it's like makeup sex, but not.
Ew, weird. That's weird. You're weird.
Oh, golly day. So you're in the kitchen today. Yes. To kick us off.
I'm kicking you.
Oh, my gosh. I thought I felt something kick my ass. So, what you doing in there?
I am making banana cupcakes with a cinnamon cream cheese frosting.
That sounds de-freaking
lightful. I've never had a banana cupcake.
I've had a
banana muffin.
Me
and
too.
I've had banana bread.
Yes, ma'am.
But I've never had a banana cupcake.
I have not either. That was outside. That was not me.
That was weird, right?
That was a motorcycle.
It was really weird.
Yeah, but you looked at me like I had done some ungodly...
I wondered because it's...
Natural thing that we're not supposed to do. But she looked at me like, what the hell are you doing?
You want to call it a motorcycle? Or a frog or whatever. That's fine.
Oh, God, don't say frog.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, I came across this recipe looking for another recipe, and I thought, well, damn, I think I'm going to do it.
You know, sometimes it's like when you're looking for one victim, and then you find another victim, and you're like, well, damn, I guess I'm doing this one now.
Exactly.
It's the same
right.
thing with recipes.
It is.
We all think we know what we're doing, and then we're like,
wait, on
this
know.
Is what, well, this is actually what I'm doing.
Good old Sal.
Oh, you know, I just freaking love her.
When is she going to hire us?
I mean, we could at least be her spokespeople, her spokespeeps.
Exactly. She's bound to have gotten at least two listeners or two subscribers to her website.
Yeah. If y'all haven't subscribed, can y'all subscribe? Maybe it's better coming from the listeners than us and say, you're not going to believe these two old biddies that do this podcast on true crime. They're obsessed with you. So you might want to check them out and then get a restraining order. Yeah, we love us some Sal.
So this is just a basic recipe. I love this one because, you know, banana, anything tends to be kind of dense.
It does, but it also stays a little bit wet.
Yes.
I'm not going to say the M word.
No, don't do that. This one calls for, you can either use yogurt or sour cream. I use sour cream because the only yogurt I could see out there was Greek. And what's the difference between Greek yogurt and sour cream?
I mean, I think the Greek yogurt's healthier, but that's just what I've heard. I've never substantiated it.
All right. Well, there's a stick of butter in the recipe.
Yeah. So what's the point?
Butter, right. So.
And there's cream cheese in there.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
And you got to use the full fat.
So what's the point of the yogurt?
That's right. I use sour cream.
Okay.
One tip I will say when you're making stuff like that's dense is to steer clear of your cake flour. Cake flour.
Tends to be light.
It's very light and it can't always hold up with the density of what you're making. So. I know sometimes, even when it says regular flour, sometimes people like to substitute cake flour, but this is not that kind of recipe.
Don't be substituting
Don't substitute cake flour.
You just got to stay basic. Don't be frilly.
That's cheating.
Don't be cheap.
And of course, it calls for the delicious Kila vanilla.
Yeah. And if you don't have Kila vanilla, you're not making this recipe right.
That's right. You're messing it up.
You're messing it right.
Everybody's going to like it. They're not going to enjoy it.
Everybody's going to be like, it tastes okay, but it's just missing something.
A little something.
And you'll know it's the Kila vanilla.
Kila vanilla.
That's right.
What I'm doing. Are you going to tell me about a murder?
I have a murder case that I would like to discuss with you. Okay. I would like to divulge it.
Let's hear about it. I'm ready. I'm just sitting here doing things.
So I heard about this murder case because I watched this show called Good Cop, Bad Cop. On Investigation Discovery Channel.
I've never heard of that show.
The guy that hosts it, I don't know what you call it, narrates it, hosts it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You'll recognize him from some other shows. I think he's either from Baltimore or Chicago, but he's like, I like him. He's a good investigator.
Okay.
So anyway, this is going to be the case of Rashawn Berry. And I will tell you that I got a little sad when I was investigating this, not just because it's about murder, but it's really, to me, it makes me sad when I can't find newspaper articles about a victim.
Oh, yeah.
It really, like, and the one article that I did find that was kind of about the victim, it was, the way that it was written was a little bit offensive to me.
And
that really made me sad. So I am just like, okay, I'm glad. I mean, this was back in the 90s.
Right.
So I'm hoping that we've gotten a little bit better about the way that we prioritize people.
I don't think we have.
Okay. Well, we need to get better. If we didn't get better, we need to freaking get better. Because
I don't
think
it's the we as in you and me. I think it's a societal thing.
But I also think it's the media.
It definitely is.
And I can't tell them what to do, but I think as a whole, as a group of people, they should maybe look at some ethics rules or business rules that they all, as media productions, would like to follow.
Yes,
wouldn't that
agree.
Be good? Like
it
get
would
a
be.
Yeah, like get a little ethics handout if you're in the media to say this is what we basically want to do as a whole entire industry in America. We would like to be better.
In America, we want to be better.
Better. So anyway, I'm going to take us back to 1996.
Oh, my Atlanta. That's crazy. Go ahead. 1996.
Okie dokie. I mean, it was a crazy time, but I don't know. Is that crazy?
Crazy.
Okay. So I'm going to take us to Silverton, Ohio, which is near Cincinnati. I think it's like a suburb of Cincinnati. There's a young Black male named Rashawn Berry, who was senselessly murdered in cold blood, and there was no mention of it in the papers.
What?
Exactly. And he meant something to somebody. He was important. He was a human, right? His murder was the first homicide in over 10 years in his area of residence. Seems like that would have at least been noteworthy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, say something. But that's not what happened, and that really irritated me. Sadly, there were some articles that came out about the murder once the murderer was identified.
Oh.
So it became, once again, all about the murderer. And I just feel real bad for this young man, which is why I decided to do this story.
All right.
I just thought, you know what, he needs his time.
He does. And I'm really glad he picked
Rashawn. Rashawn Berry is his name. So he was born in the 70s. Couldn't even find a date of birth on the boy.
Lord have mercy.
He was born into a big, loving family in Ohio. He was particularly close with his sister, Jeanette, and they spent a lot of time together. February 19th, 1996, 25-year-old Rashawn was hanging at Jeanette's apartment. And he was waiting for a friend named Mario to come pick him up.
Mario.
It was around 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and they were going to go out for the evening. But he had been hanging with his sister in the meantime. So the doorbell rang, and he went down. Now, this apartment complex was the thing where they had the outside doorbell, and somebody had to let them in.
Oh, right. Like you had to be buzzed in or something.
Something like that. But it seemed like you had to go and let them, like somebody had to literally go down and let them in.
Right.
And there was like a I don't know, like maybe a foyer or a foyer.
Oh,
a foyer. And then another door to enter the apartment.
Like a foyer.
And it was all glass.
Okay.
Okay. The doorbell rings and he goes down to meet his friend Mario and telling his sister, you know, bye as he descended the steps.
Work sucks. Am I right, Jay?
Yeah, Kay. It does. But luckily, the F My Work Life podcast is here to help you through.
In this comedy podcast, we share memorable workplace stories through guests and listener submissions in the hopes of brightening your day, or at least leave you thinking, maybe you don't have it so bad after all.
Listen to F My Work Life on your favorite podcast platform and follow us on all the socials at FMWLpod.
Suddenly, Jeanette heard gunshots.
Oh.
She ran down the steps to find Rashawn stumbling into the doorway of the apartment hallway, bleeding from 5 gunshot wounds.
Five. Holy moly.
Neighbors called police and the ambulance. They called 911. And Jeanette cradled her little brother as he died in the arms.
Oh.
Yes. And he was never able to say to her who it was or what happened or anything. Who could have done this? Was this Mario, his friend, that did this to him? Why would Mario do this to him? So Rashawn, he was a good, I said kid at first, but I'm going to say he was a good guy because he was 25. From, like I said, a loving family, his older siblings had all made sure that he stayed on a good path growing up. It was really important to them. Not everybody in that family had the same opportunity.
Okay.
Police come to start the investigation and they canvass the neighborhood and the surrounding area, which is normal. Neighbors said they had seen a man running away from the direction of the gunshots.
Would you remind me what area of the country this is in?
This is in Cincinnati. It's a suburb of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Ohio.
Yeah. So the neighbors had seen a man running away from the direction where they heard the gunshots.
Mm-hmm.
They could identify his clothing, but not his face.
Oh.
So he was running away from them when they saw him. But there were firefighters in the area, and they also had seen a man running away from where the sound of gunshots had come from. They were able to identify his clothing and were able to give a general description of his face and the vehicle that he was driving.
Okay, that's good news.
Yeah. They saw him running towards the post office. Last they saw him, he was running towards the post office. So police were not able to find him at the post office, but they were able to find a surveillance camera inside the post office. How many times can I say post office? Should I say postal service?
No, I think.
Should I say the PO?
The PO.
So I don't know. You know, I don't know.
You're good.
I feel like I'm saying post office a lot, but that's where he went. So they went, they couldn't find him, but they were able to find surveillance camera inside the postal service building. So when they viewed the tape, they saw a man matching the eyewitness description run into the post office from the parking lot, stuff his black jacket under a counter.
Oh.
And then I would say in a relaxed but hurried gait.
Oh.
Walked out.
Okay.
Into the parking lot, onto the street. At the station, investigators looked over the tape like a million times. You know how they do it, a million times.
Right.
Trying to figure out, do they know this man? They're looking up in their database, like if anybody met his description. But the problem is, like, he didn't have any, it was a general facial description. He didn't have any discernible features that they could even search for.
Right.
So they were just like, okay, we don't even know what to do. So they decide to release the post office video to the public on the news. Meantime, there was this ex-police officer eating dinner with his ex-boss. Okay?
Okay.
His ex-boss was a sheriff. This guy that was dining with him was an ex-deputy sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was at the sheriff's house. They were getting ready for dinner. The TV was on kind of in the background. And the sheriff's wife walks past the TV and shouts, oh, my gosh, Owen, that's you.
Oh, no.
So she sees this video that they released of this man walking into and then back out of the post office. And she's like, dang. Well, Owen was their dinner guest.
Oh, no.
So he jumped up out of his seat, screamed at them, vehemently denied that that was him on camera, was so offended. And then he ran out the door and ran away.
Oh,
so I'm just saying innocent people don't typically run away from stuff like that.
I completely agree.
I'm saying typically, maybe there's somebody out there that ran away one time when they were innocent, but typically they don't. Plus, he ran away before dinner was started.
Oh, no.
Now, if you're an innocent man, you're going to eat dinner.
Unless it's liver and onions, and then you might.
Well, I would assume that he had already knew what she. He was there already. They were getting ready to eat. Maybe he knew what she was serving. Well, that's true. He was like, "Oh, that's not me, but I gotta go.
I guess
I don't like your casserole." Police eventually find Owen. His name is Owen Hobbs, and they arrest him on suspicion of murder.
Okay,
52-year-old Hobbs drove a white Jeep Cherokee with tinted windows, which had been identified as being a suspicious car that had been in the area at the time of the shooting.
Huh.
The question was, what's the connection between Rashawn Berry, 25 years old, and this 52-year-old Owen Hobbs? They weren't even from the same area of Cincinnati.
Okay. Yeah. That's so weird.
It is very weird. So, turns out there's no connection between the two men. None.
It's random?
None. But Hobbs's ex-wife, Judy, lived in the same apartment building as Rashawn's sister, Jeanette.
Oh, no.
So Owen Hobbs had gone to his ex-wife's house for God knows what, because luckily she was not home. When he arrived and Rashawn opened the door to greet him,
Thinking it was Mario,
Hobbs thought that Rashawn must be some jive turkey living with his ex-wife.
Oh, God.
And they start to argue. And Hobbs pulls out a gun and shoots him 5 times.
Oh, my God.
Now, what a complete asshole.
Terrible.
Yes. So he thought that that's why he shot him. And then he shot him in cold blood and ran away like a dirty trash rat. That's what I wrote. Dirty trash rat. Yeah, just scurrying away. Like gross. Although Hobbs maintained that he was not the guy, first he was indicted by a grand jury, and then a jury disagreed with him. And in 2000, he was convicted of murder and weapons charges and was sentenced to life in prison. Of course, he appealed. I couldn't tell if it was one appeal with three arguments or if there were three different appeals that happened, but he lost them.
Oh.
He lost his appeals. Back then, especially, life was not life, right?
No.
So he actually was eligible for parole in 2018.
Wow.
Now, I'm not sure if he ever went in front of the parole board, but I do know him's dead.
Oh, no.
So what happened? No, he died before he got paroled, if he ever got in front of the parole board, if he died in prison, if he died when he got out of prison. I don't know. I just know that the records indicate Hims is deceased.
Wow.
And I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with it. I don't even give a crap about the details of his death because he is not the person who needs to have their name in the spotlight.
That's right.
It's Rashawn Berry, 25-year-old Rashawn Berry. Anyway, RIP Rashawn. Yeah. He was a completely innocent, random victim of a complete asshole's bad judgment who thought he was going to shoot some guy living with his ex-wife. It was his ex-wife. It didn't matter who she was living with.
No.
He had no right to even be there. He shouldn't have even been there.
No.
He had no reason to be there. He was just a jerk.
He was a jerk.
He was a jerkwad.
A huge jerkwad.
And it just really makes me mad that Rashawn Berry, they didn't even mention that there had been a murder in the newspaper that day.
See?
Yeah. It was just once they arrested the guy because he was an ex-cop, then it hit papers because the guy was an ex-deputy sheriff. Now, I will tell you this. The reason he only worked for the sheriff's office for 1 year and he got fired.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah. He got fired because he was stealing money and then reporting the robbery so he could investigate it.
Oh, okay.
So I guess somebody from maybe internal affairs had set up a sting operation to find out what was happening. Mm-hmm. And they had planted some seed money and he had stolen it.
Oh, wow.
But here's my question. Doesn't it come into question, why would he be invited to dinner at the sheriff's house?
It does kind of come into question.
I'm like, you know what, Sheriff? That's probably not the kind of company you want to keep. If you have an ex-deputy, I understand that y'all were friends, but he worked for you. He was stealing money. He was unethical. He was a dirty cop.
Right.
Why is he at the sheriff's house?
And maybe he said he was back. Maybe he said he.
I can tell you that he was convicted of it, but he was only given a year or 2 years and ended up not even. He ended up being immediately released to a halfway house.
Oh, wow.
So he didn't even serve his right time. Like, he didn't serve any time in jail for it.
Oh, man.
So
they were lenient.
I think they were lenient because he was a cop. And I think that the sheriff maybe was lenient on their friendship because he was a cop.
Wow.
And maybe, you know, they're, I don't know, maybe they felt bad for him or whatever. But obviously, he had a dark soul.
Man.
Very random, very inexcusable. Not that there's any excuse for murder, but I'm just saying this Rashawn, just a 25-year-old guy going to let Mario in and go out on the town and did not know this man.
Right.
Had never seen this man. He had no reason. There was nothing. No reason whatsoever. And it's just sad. And his poor sister, Jeanette, boy, she was all to pieces. They were tight. They were so close to each other.
Yeah.
And that was her little brother.
Yeah.
And he laid in her arms and died.
That's so sad.
It was awful. That's my murder. R.I.P. IRP.
Oh, my God. You need a cupcake to make you feel better. You're all red in the face about it.
I got upset about this one. It really upset me because there was just nothing. And I'm like, this guy deserved more.
Right.
So there's your more. It's all I can do, Rashawn. I'm sorry I can't do more. But you are being thought of today. And you were thought of the whole time I was researching this murder.
And I dedicate this cupcake to you.
I dedicate this cupcake to you. Don't know if you liked banana, but if you did, this one's for you, Rashawn. And I can't wait to stuff this in my pie hole.
I put a little titch of caramel on the top.
Caramel sauce.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It smells unreal. Whoops.
Oh, that's good. Oops.
I got some on my nose. Oh, wow. That's really
that's
yummy.
That's delicious. Way to go, Sal.
Sal, you knocked it out again. And sugar, so did you.
Oh, thank you.
Because you couldn't do it. I mean, you couldn't do it without Sal, and Sal couldn't do it without you.
Very true. We're a team. She just didn't know it yet.
She had no idea. No, this is really good. Y'all need to get this recipe because this is, if you've got a loved one, or if you are the loved one that likes banana, this is really good. And I'm not a huge banana fan, but this is perfect because it's not like over banana.
And
it's
I
not
feel artificial like getting banana. Closer to Easter.
Uh-huh.
This is a good alternative to a carrot cake if you don't like a carrot cake.
That's very true.
So there you go.
Oh, this icing is divine.
It's so very good. It's got cream cheese and butter.
Of course it does. All right, guys. Listen, we love y'all. Mm-hmm. We're happy to be back. It's March. It's my birthday month. Happy birthday month to me.
Wow.
I'm excited. I'm starting early and I'm starting it off right with this banana cupcake.
These are your birthday cupcakes.
No, they are not. I've already ordered my cupcakes. I'm making them myself. Don't worry.
I was like, I didn't get the order.
No, I've already decided what I'm making. So, but I'm just saying these are freaking yummy.
Well,
so,
thanks.
Thank you. All right. We love y'all.
Send us an email.
Send us an email to murder.sugarcoated@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, because we're there. Just look for us. We're Sugarcoated Murder. We're everywhere.
Throw us some love.
We are your number one murder baking podcast from Charleston, Virginia.
Oh,
Charleston, Virginia. I don't even know where I'm from.
We're in South Carolina.
Charleston, South Carolina. Number one. That's where we are right there. All right, guys. Take care of yourselves and stay sweet.
And don't murder.
If you kill people, we will talk about you.
This has been Sugar Coated Murder Podcast, a deliciously entertaining true crime podcast. Like what you heard? You can always explore past episodes by visiting sugarcoatedpod.com. Don't forget to like our Facebook fan page and share with friends. Thanks for listening to Sugar Coated Murder Podcast.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.